All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This past weekend saw the University of Maryland fire their head football coach in Randy Edsall. Now, in 4+ seasons at Maryland, Edsall had compiled a record of 22-34. This past season, Edsall was 2-4, and he has been replaced on an interim basis by Mike Locksley. Now, you look at the University of Maryland, and just like the title of this podcast, they have very unrealistic expectations. Throughout their football history's the history of this football program, they've been a consistently inconsistent team. They've been a team that is always huddled around 500. You look at the previous coach to Edsall in College Park, and it was Ralph Friedgen. And Ralph Friedgen was a guy that did have some success there at Maryland. You know, he did compile 3 straight 10-win seasons to begin his career at Maryland. He fell a little bit on the wayside, and the powers that be wanted him out there after 2009 when the school went 2-10, but he did rebound in 2010 to go 9-4. But you look at Edsall, after starting out 2-10 in 2011, Maryland was 4-8 in 2012, and then they came back to go 7-6 in their final year in the ACC, which was 2013, and then 7-6 last year, which was their first year in the Big Ten. But if you're the powers that be at Maryland, and I know the head of Under Armour is a U of M grad, and you know he gives this football program so much with the wacky uniforms, trying to be just like the University of Oregon is with Nike and Phil Knight. But it's a situation, you know, the people there want to compete and they want to see a winner. But this is a school, you got to be realistic. You're playing in the Eastern Division of the Big Ten Conference. So every year, 4 games on your schedule are going to be Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. And you look at Michigan this season, they are getting back to being that national power. You look at Penn State, they are getting back to being that national power. You have Ohio State, who came into this season as a defending national champion. They're still ranked number 1 overall. And you also have Michigan State, who themselves right now are a national power. So that's 4 of your games right there if you're Maryland. And on a yearly basis, if you get a victory in one of those games, consider yourself very lucky. So you're talking about more than likely losing 4 of your conference games before you even start the season. So it's very tough for the people in Maryland to really think that they are going to be a legitimate title contender. At the same time, Maryland is a very small state, and that region of the country, as far as football goes, has never really consistently produced quality football talent. So where do you go if you're Maryland? I don't know what this move was about. I mean, this was the same school that left the ACC back in 2013 because they were crying broke. But then they turned around this past summer and gave Edsall a 3-year extension worth $7.5 million. So now you got to pay that guy that money, and you still got to go out there and find another football coach who basically has to start from scratch, just like Edsall did when you brought him in 2011. This is a go-nowhere football program, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and Maryland falls right in that category. Take your 6-6, take your 7-5, be lucky if you get an 8-4 record one year, go play in a bowl game that nobody cares about, and pack up and go home. That's it. Leave the contending for the national championship and being a national powerhouse to the big boys. In this conference specifically, you leave it to Michigan, you leave it to Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State, and once you get to the West, Wisconsin and Nebraska, when they get their act together. Maryland, you're not a powerhouse football program. You never have been, and you never will be. Just face reality. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And as always, I thank you for tuning in. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.